Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Yesterday, you heard a sermon segment from Sunday service at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We want to personally invite you to come out to Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. The location has been now going on 20 years in the same place at 1010 Dixon Boulevard. In ministry, Celebration Tabernacle's been in ministry much longer, but they found their fruitful place, their home, in 2006. So we're getting ready to celebrate 20 years at 1010 Dixon Boulevard. That's 20 years by faith. The journey started by faith. The journey started through obedience to the Word of God. When God spoke to Pastor Beckford when he was here in Ching Ching Ching, yes, in Caesar's Palace, getting a Bright Star Award for the company he worked for, and he heard the voice of God saying, "Will you be my star?" And Pastor was rerouted here to the beautiful city of Cocoa from Jamaica to, what was the first one, Illinois?
Illinois
to New York.
Yeah.
To Cocoa.
Cocoa, Florida. That's the journey. That's the route. Absolute route.
The children of Israel, they have their route. They mark their journey. And Pastor Beckford has his route and his journey. When he came from the warmth of Jamaica and was dropped into the snow.
I feel it all.
Illinois.
The Midwest. I will always remember. That's why they call it the Midwest.
And then ended up in New York at NYC, a New York university,
yeah,
for business.
That, mm-hmm, is like the old saying, you go from the frying pan.
From the furnace into the fire.
So from Illinois cold to New York cold, boy.
If that's not going from the furnace into the frying pan, I don't know what is.
From cold to cold.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And there's a man by the name of Daniel,
yeah,
in Daniel chapter 10. And he was moved from the place that he was into the place of Babylon. Yeah. He was taken captive. He was targeted because of his good looks and the academic excellence that was upon him.
Yes.
And in that system, they tried to squeeze, wring God up out of him and train him up in their system. But he clung to his God.
Yeah.
Instead of getting the God wringed out of him, he clung to his God, and he showed God great in the midst of Babylon. He showed God great in the midst of the magicians and the sorcerers and all every other power that was below the power of God that he was partnering with, that he operated in, the spirit of excellence, the spirit of wisdom. So we're going to pick up in Daniel chapter 10, and our topic all this month is the evidence of a fruitful life. We left off on Tuesday. We were in Mark chapter 8. We were talking about Jesus healing a blind man. The man was blind. He couldn't see anything. He had an encounter with Jesus, and he began to see something, but he couldn't see yet clearly. He said, "I see men walking like trees." And Jesus said, "Oh, okay, let's go back at it. Let's contend again." And he went through with him again, prayed with him again, and then he was able to see clearly. So they contended for the expectation. The expectation was that the blind man would be able to fully see. Not that the blind man would be able to partially see, but that the blind man would be able to fully see. So we cannot allow our expectation to be cut off. We have to continue to contend until we fully see the desired results. And we were going through the example of Amazon. If our package is not to fulfill our expectation, we're sending it back. You know, if you try it on and it just don't fit right, you're sending it back until you find something that fits, until you find something that you had envisioned yourself utilizing. You send it back and you try again. So we're Daniel in Daniel chapter 10, he was contending with the word. So we'll begin in verse 12. Then he said to me, "Do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia." So Daniel had an expectation, and he was believing for his expectation. He's now in the 21st day of believing for his expectation, and he's being told, he's being encouraged with a word from the Lord. As soon as you spoke it, it was heard, but there was some delay in you receiving that which you had petitioned the heavens for. And there was spiritual warfare that was taking place. There was spiritual forces that were trying to stop the answer from coming, trying to stop the solution from coming into play. And there was a fight going on in the heavenlies. And now he's receiving his expectation. He's receiving the word.
Yes. So my expectation is not, is rooted in something. Mm-hmm. So like we started out this week by saying a fruitful life is rooted and grounded in the spirit of expectation. I expect something to happen. Mm-hmm. I expect a parcel. Mm-hmm. Now we build on that. And we says our expectation is now rooted in faith. So here it goes. My life of fruitfulness is coming from a spirit of expectation, and a spirit of expectation is grounded in faith, is in faith. Without that, forget it. Mm-hmm. And now we see evidence of that line of thought with Daniel. Mm-hmm. He says that the word is the key. Mm-hmm. And on Monday, when you open this program, you talk about the word as the what? The seed. Mm-hmm. And out of the seed comes my what? Expectation. Mm-hmm. It doesn't float around. Mm-hmm. It has to be something solid. So the word is the key. Daniel prayed. And when he prayed, according to 11, if you look at 11, 12 mm-hmm. of chapter 10.
And he said to me, "O Daniel, man greatly beloved,
right,
understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for I have now been sent to you." While he was speaking this word to me, I stood trembling.
Right. So he got the what? The word.
The word.
He got the word. You have to have the word. The word is a seed.
Yeah. It brought him to his feet. And he says, "Stand upright.
Yeah.
I have been sent to you with a word."
With a word. Comes out of the place mm-hmm. of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, look at 12.
Then he said to me, "Do not fear, Daniel, for from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words."
Okay. The word.
Mm-hmm.
The word is the seed. Mm-hmm. The seed is what produce.
Mm-hmm.
My expectation is grounded. It's not. I'm looking for an English word to say. It's not an emotion mm-hmm. or fantasy or dream.
Mm-hmm.
It's in something solid.
Yeah. I have come because of your words. So he was continually speaking his expectation.
Yes.
He was continually reinforcing the principles of God. He wasn't speaking by what his circumstance looked like.
Come on.
He was continually boldly speaking the word of God. In Job, it tells us that when we declare a thing, that it that it's when we declare a thing, it will be established, and light will shine on our ways to be able to obtain it. So when we're declaring it, we're already saying what's been decreed. So when we're declaring things, we're not just vainly just yelling out things that we're hoping or are wishing for. It's the promises of God, the principles of God that we're declaring, things that heaven has already decreed as our inheritance. Where do we find that? In the Bible, the Word of God. And we ground it in faith. We continue to speak our expectation. The Bible promises peace. The Bible promises healing. The Bible promises deliverance, restoration. We find the Word in alignment with what we're seeking, and we declare that. We're making a declaration of that which has already been decreed. It's just like in the court of law. The decree is the statutes, the legal statutes. So when they come and they bring a case in the court of law, they're declaring the statute. So they say this person is in violation of this statute, or this person had this statute in their life was violated. They were victimized by this person. So they're declaring that which was written, and then there's accountability based off of that statute, that which is written in the court of law. And then now the judge has to decide if the situation in accordance with that which is already written. So how much more when we have this powerful legislation of heaven should we be contending with the Word, using the Word to navigate our trials and our tribulations?
And so another thing, like she said, we have to declare. So we this power in the tongue. Mm-hmm. So declare what the Bible promises. If you say negative, then you're declaring something negative. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to do that. So when we declare the promises of God, we're also speaking it, and we're planting a seed of faith. And in this way, we can have the expectation that what we declare will come about.
And if you notice, let's continue. We pick this up on Friday, but we're going to read verse 13 as we leave the earth.
But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. For I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia.
So there was a wrestling match mm-hmm. going on. Mm-hmm. But Daniel stood on his expectation. Mm-hmm. That's the key here. He stood on what he expected. And on Friday, when we pick it up, we're going to see that he get the result.
Mm-hmm. We must find the Word for our situation. The Word is the seed. The parable is this. The seed is the Word of God. Sow the Word into your situation. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMIE.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the prince of glory died, my